Good evening, this is Q95's Prime Evening News for today, Thursday, May 26. I am your presenter, Lakisha Labasir. In the headlines, JCCS chairman says they will continue to fight for a level playing field for local contractors. Sufria constituents being advised to improve fishing trade as new Jungle Bay will increase demand. Nearly 500,000 Haitians in line for cholera vaccinations, and France labor dispute wave of strike action nationwide. The news is brought to you compliments Courts Dominica. Details coming up.
Courts Technical Service offers the best in technical repairs, fixing TVs, DVDs, major appliances, small domestic appliances, music systems, and so much more. We are pleased to extend our services even to persons who have made their purchases elsewhere. And if that's you, Paddy Popoblem, you are forgiven. See you in your problem technic and in many machines of the Premier Department Technical at Dominique. And if it's beyond repair, we will offer you a discount on a similar new item. Courts Technical Service, offering you the best in technical repairs at the most competitive prices in Dominica. Courts, bringing value home.
It's a legal issue.
Chairman of the Joint Consultative Committee on the Construction Sector, Anthony LeBlanc, says as the umbrella body representing the local construction sector, they will continue to fight for a level playing field for local contractors. LeBlanc made this statement as they threatened to take legal action against the Dominican government for what they say is the illegal award of the contract for the Roseau West Bridge project to a Barbadian company. He told Q95 Wednesday, the laws have been ignored and their members have been injured through the process.
It's a legal issue. It's an issue where, as we said before, we felt that the act or the laws which is enforceable in Dominica has been ignored. And we feel that our members in the construction sector have been injured from that perspective. And it's our responsibility as leaders in the organization that have elected us to represent their interests to take that issue to the level where there is a level playing field for members in the local construction sector and take it to the point where we do not pay more tax than we need to pay, or as we have said before, accept one more person as a citizen in order that we pay for infrastructure.
Fisher folk in the Sufria constituency are being advised to improve on their fishing trade as the demand for fish may increase with the new Jungle Bay Resort and Spa. Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerry told constituents that when the resort opens its doors in November 2018, it may require 60,000 pounds of fish annually. He told a recent meeting with Sufria constituents this week, officials of the Ministry of Fisheries will be engaging fisherfolk in the constituency in a bid to improve on their trade.
I understand, for example, Jungle Bay, with half of its size at Dilley's, was consuming in excess of 25,000 pounds of fish annually. I reckon that you may consume about 60,000 pounds of fish with that size of development, especially if you're not going to promote the eating of red meat. So can we in this community supply 60,000 pounds of fish annually? Can we? So here it is, my dear brothers and sisters, that we have to ensure that we improve on our fishing trade here in Sufria, Scotts Galleon and Point Mitchell. And of course, we have discussed this in the cabinet, and the Ministry of Fisheries will be coming to engage you as to see where we are with fishing and what are the additional support we have to give to you to ensure that we can compete. So there are opportunities. The sky is the limit. But we can only reach that sky if we all work together as a people.
The murder trial of Asher James entered into its third day today at the High Court in Roseau. James is accused of using a cutlass to inflict several wounds to Kenny George, resulting in his death. The incident took place on September 20th, 2013 at Wharton Waven. So far, a number of persons have testified in the matter, including Delma Charles, a nurse who is the sister of the deceased, Julius George, the father of the deceased, and Dr. Malik Marie, who was on call at the time the body arrived at the hospital. Court reporter Carlisle John Baptist has more details.
Dr. Malik Marie testified in the matter. He was the doctor who pronounced a judge dead, and he gave his evidence and also spoke about the wounds that he discovered as a result. When the body arrived just about 9:38 p.m., body was pronounced dead at 9:40. He said the body arrived basically dead. And so he pronounced it dead, gave the wounds that he saw, etc. Also, the father of the deceased also testified in the trial, and the defense counsel, that is Geoffrey Litter, did point to him that the deceased, his deceased son, had promised to murder the accused. He denied that. He only agreed that the son, the deceased, did kick a dog of the accused. Also, today there was another guy, a George guy. He also testified, and he spoke about the general area and what he saw. And also, there were a number of questions were put to him about alleged threats made by the deceased to the accused. It was all, but he denied all of that. Coming up,
a three-man, six-woman jury is hearing this matter. They have been admonished by the High Court judge to not discuss the case with anyone and to only consider evidence heard during the trial. The matter will resume tomorrow morning at the High Court in Roseau. Meanwhile, in more court news, a ruling is expected to be delivered next week in the matter involving three police officers charged with the murder of Joshua Etienne of Portsmouth. Court reporter Carlisle John Baptist has more.
Coming up sometime next week, we expect to hear a decision from the situation involving the police officers in Portsmouth. A decision was to have been given by the magistrate sometime last week, but it was deferred until next week. So we're expecting sometime next week, that is, that a Portsmouth magistrate will give a ruling as it relates to the police officers, the three police officers who are charged with the murder of, I think it's Joshua Etienne, I think if memory serves me right, some time ago. They are on remand at the Stock Farm prison.
Etienne was found dead in police cells in Portsmouth on July 4th, 2014, one day after he was arrested for alleged ammunition possession. An autopsy on his body revealed serious injuries, including several broken bones and a punctured organ, among others. Five police officers were initially facing charges of murder for the incident. Charges against Sergeant Hayden Morgan were later withdrawn. The DPP had undertaken a review of the evidence against Morgan and at a hearing on July 28, 2015, informed the court that the state was offering no further evidence against him in the matter. Morgan was the senior officer stationed at the Portsmouth station, but was asleep when the incident reportedly took place. Meanwhile, Officer Orland Vigil was granted bail after his charge was reduced to manslaughter. $4 million has been reserved by the Dominican government from the CBI program for economic challenges facing the community of Dalies as a result of the closure of Jungle Bay. Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrett disclosed that the 2016-2017 budget will show an increase to specific areas of government and a fund would be established to assist in the upgrading of existing hotels into competitive businesses.
Because there has been a lot of misconception and terrible press coming from our country about the economic synergy program. Let me say to you here this evening very clearly that we are running in this country a legitimate economic synergy program that meets the international standards for due diligence and ensuring that those who acquire Dominican citizenship are citizens who can stand the test of scrutiny anywhere in the world. There is absolutely no shortcuts whatsoever in the due diligence process before we provide approval for any applicant. But on top of our due diligence exercise, which is conducted by internationally reputable firms, some of whom are former members of the FBI and CIA and MI6 and MI5. We also have very strong partnerships and agreements with governments internationally who also assist us in doing another layer of due diligence on applicants to our program.
The Center of Excellence for ICT will be commissioned on June 3, 2016 at the Dominica State College. Technology Minister Kelvin Daru made the announcement this week. Daru says he expects that interested students in the field of information technology will take advantage of the opportunities which will be made available to them through this center.
On the 3rd of June, we will be commissioning the Center of Excellence for ICT. This is a major investment that will allow our young people to be gainfully employed and to be trained in specific areas as relates to ICT, to information and communication technologies at the upper wing of the Dominica State College. And on the 3rd of June, this center will be commissioned. And I expect to see all of our young people with the innovative and the creative minds take advantage of the opportunities that will be made available at the Center of Excellence for ICT so that you can continue to make meaningful contributions towards your country and towards yourself. And so, my dear young people, the journey continues for all of us. I encourage you to continue to stick to the fight, because on life's journey, you will encounter difficulties, you will encounter challenges. But the important thing is how you respond to these difficulties and these challenges.
In more news, authorities are teaming up with two United Nations agencies on a vaccination campaign against cholera that aims to reach 400,000 people in Haiti this year. The Ministry of Public Health and Population has secured the support of the Pan American Health Organization, World Health Organization, and the UN Children's Fund, UNICEF. The first phase of the campaign was launched on May 11th in the town of Arki, about 30 minutes north of the capital, with the aim of providing two doses of oral vaccine to some 118,000 people between this month and the next. A second phase of the vaccination campaign is planned for the second half of the year. But officials say nearly 563,785 additional doses are required for it to be successful. For both phases of the campaign, an initial budget of about $3.6 million has been provided. And strike action over labor law reforms gripped France on Thursday, with oil refineries, nuclear power stations, and transport hubs disrupted. Riot police battled protesters in Paris and other cities, making 77 arrests, while 15 officers were injured and cars and shops were vandalized. Prime Minister Manuel Valls insisted the reforms will not be withdrawn, but has suggested they could be modified. France is due to host the Euro 2016 football championships next month. A state of emergency imposed after November's deadly attack by militants from the so-called Islamic State group in Paris remains in place. And that has been the Prime Evening News, but first a recap of the headlines. JCCC's chairman say they will continue to fight for a level playing field for local contractors. Sufria constituents being advised to improve fishing trade as new Jungle Bay will increase demand. Nearly 500,000 Haitians in line for cholera vaccinations. And France labor dispute, wave of strike action nationwide. The news was brought to you through the kind compliments of Courts Dominica. If you missed any of our newscasts, log on to our website at www.q95da.com to view the stories, or click on the podcast icon to listen to the various packages. On behalf of the Q95 News team, I have been your presenter, Lakisha Labasir.